I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life radio broadcast. Let me remind you of something that we're going through the study of supernatural contact. This is about prayer. We're going to look at step number 5 today, and if you'd like to have any of these steps that we're going through, you can go to our website and download a transcript of all these programs that we're presenting to you. The radio broadcast can also be heard on our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. The transcripts are free. You can download them there, or you can write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. The steps in prayer. First, we saw how we are to praise God. Secondly, we need to confess. We need to confess sin that has come into our lives as saved people. Then, we need to wait upon the Lord. And then, last week, we saw how that we need to use Scripture in our praying. We need to read the Word of God, let God speak to us, and then we can come boldly into God's presence with intercession and supplication. And that's what we're going to study today, is intercession and supplication. This is our fifth study in prayer. Well, as we look at this, we need to understand that intercession and supplication is actually remembering others. Intercession, this is the action of pleading on somebody's behalf. Not for us. Now, we're not there yet. We should not be asking God things for ourselves at this point. And that's pretty hard, to stay away from. We immediately, as human beings, want to rush into God's presence and start asking Him for things for ourselves. But we need to use God's plan. We need to go by what He wants us to do. And I believe that as we study these steps in prayer, as we get to the supernatural contact, prayer, speaking to God, that He will bless these things that we go through learning how to pray. Remember, the disciples asked the Lord, "Lord, teach us to pray." And I believe we're following the precepts that the Lord outlined in Matthew chapter 6 and other verses throughout the Word of God. Well, notice something with me. Intercession. This is the action of pleading on somebody's behalf. Intercession is praying for others. At this point in our prayer life, in our private time with the Lord, and let me say this, that I pray that you have a private time with the Lord. You need to set aside a certain time of day where you and the Lord, you and He alone, get together. You don't have to pray with someone else at this point. You and He alone should have a private time together. And at this point in our private time with them, we should pray for others, not for ourselves. Intercession is the unselfish praying, wanting nothing in return. Intercession is love on its knees. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says, "And above all things, have fervent charity or love among yourselves, for charity or love shall cover the multitude of sins." Intercession is love on its knees, praying for other people. Intercession is the action of attempting to settle a dispute. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Bible says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Now, as an ambassador for Christ, I can go forth and I can give out the Word of God. I can help those individuals who have never trusted Jesus as Savior to receive Him as Lord and Savior. And I've often been asked, as I present the Word of God to a person who is unsaved, they'll say, "What gives you the right to come out and represent God, to tell me how I or what I need to do in order to be saved. Well, I simply take them to that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:20, where it says that I am an ambassador for Christ because I have been saved, and I can present the Word of God with all authority given to me by Him because I have trusted Him as Savior. God's given you that authority if you're a child of God. You are an ambassador for Christ. You need to be giving out the Word of God to help others come to a saving knowledge. Intercession is the action of attempting to settle a dispute. There's a dispute between God and man. Man needs to come to God, faith believing that He is a rewarder who, that diligently seek Him fervently. In other words, He's looking for people, and He wants these people to come to Him. He wants these people to be reconciled, to know Him as Lord and Savior. And then we also see that there are saved people today who are out of the will of God who need to be reconciled. And we need to intercede for them. We need to be praying for them on our knees. Now, you could have a list of names and needs of others. You can make a list, and you can pray for others. And I'm not saying that God will not recall things to your memory, but you need to get in a habit, if you want to put it that way. You need to have you a list of names and needs. I don't always remember every person and individual I need to pray for. So if there's a special need that comes up, such as someone writes to me and uses our website to email me and ask me to pray for a certain individual or a certain thing in their life, then I keep that. And I remember that by looking at it. And that is a somewhat of a list of individuals or prayer requests that I need to pray for. And I do pray for those prayer requests as they come in either by mail or on the website. Now, you should uphold others in prayer. Intercession. Supplication. Now, look at supplication in particular here. Supplication is an appeal made to someone in authority. Well, we could go to a statue and we could make an appeal. We could go to a man and make an appeal. But they're not the ones in authority that we should be making an appeal to for someone else in prayer. We need to go to the higher authority, and that is God Himself. We need to go to God the Father and make supplication for those other individuals whom we come into contact with and those people who need prayer and help. Supplication is a humble, sincere appeal on someone else's behalf, closely related to intercession. Supplication is addressing somebody who has the power to grant a request. God is the only one who can answer prayer. Now, you are able to intercede and supplicate for others because you have personally, first of all, praised, you've confessed, you've waited, and you heard from God through His Word. And then, at this point, you are ready for intercession and supplication, praying on someone else's behalf. And this is a great privilege, the privilege of intercession and supplication. Intercession and supplication is not available to everyone. We should understand this. In Psalm 66:18, it says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." We need to be cleansed. Proverbs 15:8 says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight." I meet people who have never trusted the Lord who say, "Well, I pray to God." Well, my question is, what God are you praying to? Are you praying to my God, the one who created the universe, the one who sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross, who gave His life for us, who shed His blood, that we could have eternal life? Is that the God you're praying to? If you're not praying to the Heavenly Father who sent His Son to die on the cross, Jesus Christ, then you're not praying to the right God. You need to pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart. "Lord, forgive me of my sin and come into my heart so I can go to heaven." Proverbs 15:29 says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but He heareth the prayer of the righteous." You may be praying today, but you may be praying to the wrong person. You need to be praying to the Lord. You need to ask Jesus into your heart so that your prayers can get through to the Heavenly Father. Then you can say, "My Father, which art in heaven." Now, intercession and supplication is a benefit of being born again. Intercession and supplication is a privilege founded on the rock In Matthew 16:18, the Bible says, "And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock." He's not calling Peter the rock. He's calling himself the rock. He says, "And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Intercession and supplication is a privilege founded on the rock, and that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. Intercession and supplication is a special honor. In Matthew 6:9, it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." It's our Father, the one who sent his Son to die on the cross for us. He becomes our Father when we trust Jesus as our Savior. Well, why do we intercede and supplicate for others? First of all, I see that it is a command from God, our Father. In 1 Peter 4:7, it says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." 1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." I pray for the people who are in charge of this country. I pray that God will protect them and give them the knowledge and the wisdom and save their souls so that they can lead us in the right direction. Why do we intercede and supplicate for others? Because of the examples in the Bible. There's many examples. Moses prayed for the people. Moses prayed for Israel and Aaron. Job prayed for his friends. In Job 42:10 it says, "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Paul and others prayed for the Thessalonian believers. Now we need to understand that there's many examples in the Word of God as to why we need to be praying for other people. And I believe one of the greatest reasons is because Christ prayed for you. He prayed for me. John 17:20 says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." John 17:15-17 says, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil," or the evil one. "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Jesus Christ prayed for you. He prayed for me. And are we better than him? Shouldn't we be praying for other people? Shouldn't we be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ? Shouldn't we be praying that the God of salvation would save souls? Let me encourage you today to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Receive him as your Lord and Savior today. "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior." And as a saved person, you need to be praying today. You need to be close to the Lord. You need to be praying for others, supplication, and intercession. Next week, we finally get to the good part. Now, there's a lot of good parts about prayer, but now we can approach God and ask him for our personal needs. It's been a joy being with you today, and may I invite you next time when you'll hear me say, "It is a good life." May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.
For the Lord.